Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here, and pleased to be joined by General Manager of the Miami Dolphins, Dennis Hickey, especially during this busy time. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a great day for the Dolphins.
I was going to say, yeah, you make your first-round selection, Juwan James, at number 19, the tackle from Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about Juwan James and why you felt he was the guy to take at 19.
Well, we're excited about Juwan James, just as we went through the draft process and even going back when I was with another organization and looking at him, and actually it was kind of a funny story. As we brought him in for a visit, he said he was talking about being at the combine. He's like, "You used to be with another team, right?" Because I interviewed him when I was with the Buccaneers at the Senior Bowl. So, I'd watched him a lot. You know, saw the production. He's a 49-game starter. You know, he's the big athletic tackle that can play both sides. He just stayed at the right tackle spot, but in talking with coaches, they really felt like he could easily slide over to the left side. So you saw the athleticism. You saw the length. You saw the smart play, the awareness. You saw all those balance, all the things you look for an edge protector. And he had all those things, very, very consistent player. And so, you know, as he quickly became a targeted player because we really felt like he could help us. And we as we got to know him better, obviously we brought him in on an interview. We had our offensive line coach, John Benton, go and work him out at his pro day there in Tennessee, and really felt like he felt a fit within the culture. Here, and you just the more exposure to him, the more positive it was. So we felt great about him, and we really liked him there.
And you mentioned, I mean, it sounds like there was obviously a long process for any draft, but when you're talking about Juwan James, how many people do talk to him? What is that process like in terms of you feeling comfortable with a prospect?
Are you saying within the Dolphins organization?
Within the Dolphins,
you know, obviously the area scout, we bring him in the big room, like at the combine. So there's about seven or eight people there. Obviously we make sure our position coaches spend a lot of time just getting an idea for their football exposure, their football knowledge, ability to process information, relating to football schemes and those type of things. Then obviously in our building, we try to get them around everybody, and we take into account, you know, everyone's interaction from a, you know, whether it be our operations guys that pick them up from the hotel and bring them over to, you know, just actually my assistant Annie, you know, as he's waiting outside outside the door before he goes in to meet with him. And just we take into account, try to have as many people interact with him to really get a sense for the guy. Does this guy fit, you know, who we are and who we want to be? And Juwan was great in that. We had a great dinner. We had a great day with him. It really felt comfortable. I know he felt comfortable in the Dolphins organization, you know, around the people. And it was an easy fit. It really was.
Yeah, you mentioned we had the opportunity to talk to him here on the show, and he came across as very bright, you know, intelligent guy. And so it was, you know, you kind of see the physical stuff there from our perspective, you know, from a physical standpoint, 49 starts in the SEC. But you could just tell from an emotional and a psychological standpoint, he's ready to take that next step.
Yeah, very mature, has a great personality. You know, we had a good time with him in our visit here. But, you know, he's, you know, very mature. He's played a lot of football at a very high level. And actually, you know, there at Tennessee, he endured a lot of different schemes, you know, had several coaches kind of come through. So he's been able to adjust and still play at a high level. And we think the transition for him will be seamless.
Dennis Hickey, General Manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And I know it's a busy time for you, so we appreciate you joining us. You take a look at Juwan James and got a chance to talk to him. He talked about, you know, once he got the call from you guys, he started crying. He was just emotionally, it kind of took over the moment that he was being picked in the first round of the NFL draft. What was your conversation like with him and kind of delivering the news?
Well, it was great. You could hear the background. Everyone was excited there. And, you know, it's a great for these guys, and it's culmination of so much hard work. And, you know, so much time and effort put in and sacrifice, you know, so it is a big emotional day, not only for them, but for their families and seeing what their future. Again, the draft is about the future. And so it was exciting. He was really pumped up. And so it was fun to talk with him on the phone. And you could tell he was excited to be here.
One of the things you preach since you became the general manager of the Miami Dolphins is picking best player available.
Right.
And then, you know, the Dolphins fans are all saying, well, we need help on the offensive line. We need help on the right side of the offensive line. Is this just it worked out that at 19 that you not only got best player available because that's the way you described him, but it also fits a knee?
Yeah. And again, as we went through it, you know, again, the way our process works out. And again, for the most part, I don't make decisions. The process leads us to the decision. As we went through the process, it kept coming back to him. And as we lined up our board, and obviously he was going to be the best. He was the best player available, and we really feel like he's going to help us and be a long-term fixture for us.
when you take a look at Juwan James being the pick at number 19, and you look at your draft day here, first time as general manager.
Right,
you worked really hard for 18 years with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and now it's your opportunity. And you talked last week about, hey, I'm going to be calm, I'm gonna be cool, I'm going to be prepared when draft day comes. Is that how it played out for you?
It really was. And you know, it's not a one person. There's so many people that work together. What's our director of college scouting, Chris Greer, or Joe Shane, our assistant director of college scouting, or all of our scouts that played such a big part in this. You know, they, you know, equipped the whole organization to be, you know, calm and collected, because we had all the information, we were prepared, we were confident, and the coaches did an outstanding job. Everyone involved, you know, plays a big part of this, and so it was definitely a collaborative effort and led to a great result for the Miami Dolphins.
Any surprises the way things kind of played out, in the sense that, you know, the way, you know, 1 through 18 happened? And then also, did you receive any calls about trades, and were there any temptations involved there?
Yeah, you always receive calls. Some are more serious than others, and you take them and you weigh them according to, you know, what you may possibly may lose the player that you're targeting there, and, you know, is it worth it, the compensation. So you always go through that. There's always a lot of calls. You're always interacting and entertaining those things. And it just comes down to weighing those to make the best decision. And that's what we felt was the best decision. We wanted Juwan James to be a Dolphin, and then that's what we had.
Dennis Hickey, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And you take a look at kind of the big picture now for the offensive line. You already added Brandon Albert in the offseason. Obviously, Mike Pouncey pick up his option, and knowing that he's coming off a Pro Bowl year. Big picture now, especially with the addition of Juwan James, how do you feel about the offensive line?
I really like it. I mean, obviously, you know, we had a lot of pieces in place, but, you know, with the addition of Brandon Albert, now the addition of, you know, with the addition of Shelly Smith, with the addition of Jason Fox, with the addition of Juwan James, we really feel like, feeling football, it starts up front. And I said that from the beginning, and we really feel like we've addressed a lot of those things, and we feel really good about it up front. And again, we're always trying to get the best 53-man roster. So we'll continue to look at that, and we're excited about, you know, tomorrow and Saturday.
I was going to ask you about that. So, you know, coming right up, we got the second and third round. So, you know, the first day is great and everything, but it's still a lot more work, and you're well aware of that. So you look at the depth in this draft. How good do you feel about being able to continue to add to this roster and getting some good players?
I feel really good about it. I feel like we're in a really good place with the players that should be available for us. And, you know, we were going over on the board a little bit, just kind of resetting, okay, after the first round was completed, and, you know, when pretty much our board was still pretty much set, we're just, you know, obviously adjusting, you know, appropriately. But it's going to be a good Friday and a real good Saturday. And, you know, we're also, and, you know, preparing for college free agency too. So it's going to be a fun weekend. Look forward to adding some really quality players to the Miami Dolphins.
That's right. This is the weekend we've all been looking forward to, especially right. You. So still a lot more work to go. Well, in that thought, appreciate you joining us, Dennis Hickey. I know you've got a lot still to go.
No problem.
And a lot of what you've already done. Dolphins general manager Dennis Hickey joining us here on the Finsiders.